B'tachin for Life, Shir 287, Thursday, Parshas Bishalach to Bishvat. We are explaining the fundamental concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every tiny detail in our life. And when a person is, Rachmana Litzlan, experiencing a tzara, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Imai Anoichi B'tzara. And let's explain. When it comes to Tu B'Shvat, we know that the minig is to eat various fruits. And therefore, there are various halachas in what order a person should eat the fruit. But there's an interesting halacha that's very relevant to our discussion. And that is that if a person has in front of him two foods, one is a mezainus and one is a ha'etz, the halacha is the mezainus comes first. Even if the ha'etz is shivas haminim, even if the ha'etz he enjoys more, but the mezainus comes first. And the Shulchan Aruch explains that the reason why the mezainus comes first is because the bracha of mezainus is more specific. It defines exactly what you are eating. You are eating something that's mezainus, something that fills you up. As opposed to the bracha of ha'etz, which is more general, which talks about fruit from a tree. And the same halacha applies if a person has an ha'etz and a shahakal. The bracha of ha'etz is more specific, and therefore that goes before the shahakal. Now let's understand, why is the halacha that the more specific bracha goes first? The Levush explains a fascinating pshat. He says, because a specific bracha demonstrates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach bifratus, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is detailed. And therefore, when we say Bayre Mine Mezainis, we're not just saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives fruit. We are acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives specific kind of food, which is Mezainis. And the Levush explains that this praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so important that it supersedes anything else. And therefore, it is more important to make a bracha that is more specific than any other reason to say a bracha first. For example, if a person has shivas aminim, sometimes we say that first. But when it comes to a bracha being more specific, that always goes first. And the reason is because this praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to detail is of utmost importance. And this goes first in any order of praise that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's understand this. Basically, we are saying that the most important praise that we can say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashgacha Pratis, is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to the details in our life. And that's what we are saying over here. Because everybody believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. But not everybody believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every single minute detail. And that's why when we have an opportunity to make a bracha that's specific, which will teach us this fundamental concept, we drop everything else and we make that bracha first. Because this is of utmost importance to teach ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to the details. Every single detail in our life is dictated by Hashem. And when we internalize this and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that fashion, we are acknowledging the real truth, the purpose why we are here. We are here in this world to praise Hashem. And the greatest praise is the acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to even what we consider to be the silly details. And when we internalize that, we feel machsi. Because if we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about every minute detail in our life, we will feel secure, we will feel protected. And that is our objective in this world, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. Every single detail in our life.